fruit. Even Adam had a garden. Everything was Jake. Until one day a voice said, "Pardon, miss, my name is Snake. You see that apple over yonder? Well, if you'll take a bite, you and Adam both are bound to have some fun tonight. Go on and eat forbidden fruit. It's quite a treat. Forbidden fruit is mighty sweet. Forbidden fruit. Go ahead and taste it. You don't want to waste it." The Lord had said in the beginning, everything is free. Except that apple, it leads to sin, and leave that apple be. But Eve got tempted, so she tried it, and as chicks can do, teased her man till he decided he'd just try some too. Go on and eat forbidden fruit. It's a mighty sweet forbidden fruit. It's quite a treat. Forbidden fruit. Bite it, bet you'll be delighted. I need to tell y'all what hollered. The Lord was most upset. Saw them making love and hollered, "What have you to eat?" And when they made a full confession, the Lord said, "Well, I see. I'll just have to teach a lesson about not minding me. Go on and eat forbidden fruit. It's quite a treat. Forbidden fruit. It's mighty sweet. Forbidden fruit. You all went and did it. Now you're gonna get it." The Lord made Evie Adams madam, have his kids and all. Laid some labor laws on Adam and made old snake to crawl. And ever since the days of Eden, this world's been sinful, my. Why nowadays folks are even eating apples in their pie. Go on and eat.